Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, if you want to support our channel, the best way you can do that is go to the link below, click and buy me a coffee over at davidvance.net. If you can do that, that'd be terrific. It helps offset the considerable costs of running this operation. So thank you if you do that. And a big thank you to those who have already done so. It's very much appreciated. Okay, let's get to the cut to the chase in this one. And that is that today has seen, I'm sure you will have seen it because it's all over the press, the whole issue about the Metropolitan Police. The esteemed Baroness Casey, LOL, has released a report damning the police for institutional racism, misogyny, homophobia. I mean, what else? I mean, is it potentially Islamophobia, I suppose? What about climate change phobia? Is there some phobia that she's not been able to find evidence of? Okay, so let's get into this. I mean, Baroness Casey, by the way, this Louise Casey, you want to look into her background, I think, before you pay too much attention to what she's saying. I've got questions for Louise Casey, but we'll leave those to one side. She's produced this report, and she says women and children have been failed by the Metropolitan Police. Okay, which is racist, misogynist, and homophobic at the heart of the force. It's a boys' club, force could be dismantled if it does not improve. Her year-long review apparently condemns systemic failures, painting a picture of a force where rape cases were dropped because freezers containing key evidence broke down. The Met Commissioner, Sir Mark Rowley, because he's the new guy, remember, Cressida Dick, has now exited stage left. He's sitting in the hot seat. He says, it's ghastly. You sit down and read it and that report, and it generates a whole series of emotions. It generates anger, frustration, embarrassment. However, he does deny that things that this racism and homophobia, he disputes that it's institutionalized. Yes, it's present within the force, but it's not institutionalized. Right. Okay. So hear me out in this one. I've got all kinds of questions to ask about this. In the first place, they've been after the Metropolitan Police for years. It was 25 years ago the McPherson report came out. Remember the McPherson report following the murder of Stephen Lawrence? We were told, yes, the institutional racism is in the in the Metropolitan Police back then. And now, 25 years later, they've expanded it. It's not just racism. It's homophobia. And it's also all these other things, all these other phobias as well. Misogyny. What do I think? I think our policing institutions have been infiltrated for the past 30 years at least by those carrying a common purpose agenda. And I don't have time to go into common purpose in detail in this one. Some of you will know what it's about, but I believe it's endemic within the policing services, and I think that explains a lot of this. The police, as we understand them, no longer exist to provide the function that we once would have expected from them. And all this report will do, in my view, is further extend that detachment from the core values of policing. So, you know, they're going to have to make sure, make sure you're not homophobic, make sure you're not misogynistic, make sure you're not racist. What sort of police officers are you going to have? The purpose of having a police officer is to fight crime. Now, I couldn't care less, frankly, how they do it, as long as they get the right result. Stop the crime, get the criminal, make the streets safe again, get the bad guys. Is that so hard to understand? Is that so tough? But you've seen in recent years, I mean, the Metropolitan Police are just one instance of it. They're too busy virtue signaling on their in their rainbow cars at Pride events. They're too busy going to Carnival in London and demonstrating how down they are with the BLM brigade. You know, the Metropolitan Police doesn't seem to be that focused on policing anymore, and that's not accidental. That's deliberate. Those people who are pushing a sort of this illiberal agenda, they want to destroy the force of policing. So, and I see Baroness Casey as part of that. You know, if one follows her report to this logical conclusion, you would just disband the Metropolitan Police. And how could you replace it? Because any replacing service you replace it with is likely to have the same issues. So, so I don't, you know, to me, this is a report of absolute nihilism and despair. How can we make policing better? Might be a good question. And how we make policing better is we obviously recruit better. So you recruit people who are focused on law and order and who are focused on enforcing law and order impartially. That's what we want. And if that means that they have to, if for example, in London, deal with the fact that a lot of violent crime comes from the black community, well, that's not racist. I'm sorry, Dame Louise, that's not racism. That's reality. The misogyny, well, what about the misandry? What about the misandry, Baroness Casey? Have you anything to say about that? No. So basically, you know, she's pushing this racism, misogyny, homophobia. Or I am sure all those things are present in the police force. And I would expect that. And I'll tell you why. Because all those things are present in every community, in every population. You will get some bad people. That's just it. You would like to think that recruiting into the police service has a high standard of filtering so that, you know, you don't let people like that into uniform. So you would like to think that. So maybe there is something positive that could be done there. But, you know, to suggest that the entire Metropolitan Police Force is this sort of crucible of racist, misogynist and homophobic hatred, I think is somewhat unfair on them. But I also think they have a pretty ghastly job to do as well. You know, having said that, I mean, don't get me wrong. They, in my opinion, they let themselves down during the whole COVID thing. We saw them out, you know, raining the batons down on the protesters against lockdown in Trafalgar Square. We saw them taking a knee to BLM. So all the signs were there for those of us who have eyes that there was something deeply wrong with the Metropolitan Police. And I think ultimately what it comes down to is it's been politicized. That's, you need, the cancer is the politicization of policing, the desire to be politically correct. And quite honestly, all this report does, as far as I can see at any rate, is just going to make that even more overt. And I don't think that's going to solve the problem. We've got to get back to core policing values, which is the impartial application of the rule of law to all. Thanks so much for listening.